The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Soita Daf Lamed Aleph, and we're 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Omid Beis. So the Gemara, at the end of yesterday's daf, discussed the drosha mentioned in the Mishnah that Boy Bayoim Darash Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah began with Rabbi Akiva's drosha that's related to Masechta Soita, Geshem Shasru Labal, Kach Asru Labayil. The Gemara said that Rabbi Akiva darshan that drosha on a very significant day. It's the day that's discussed in detail in the Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. It's the day that Rabbi Gamliel was ousted from his nasiyos. He was replaced by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nisrabu Safsoli Beis Medrash. We talked a little bit about it earlier in the week. On that same day, Boy Bayoy, Rabbi Akiva said several drushes, all of which have nothing to do with Masechtas Soita. The Mishnah digressed into those drushes, and as a result, the Gemara followed suit, and the Gemara does the same thing. So the last drasha mentioned in the Gemara was the drasha mentioned in the Mishnah where Boy Bayoim Darish Rabbi Akiva with regards to how exactly the Yidden sank Shira at the Yamsof. The Yidden crossed the Yamsof, Moshe, Hashem split the sea, and Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael as Shira Azlois Lashem Vayoim Ruleimar. So the question was, how exactly did they sink Shira? So the Gemara brought a braisa, and the Gemara brought 3 sheetas in the Tanaim exactly how the Nigun went. The first was Rabbi Akiva's own Jerusha. He said that the Yidden sank Shira, it kegodol hamakriya sahala, which means that really Moshe Rabbeinu sang the Ikar Shira. So what did the song sound like? Moshe Rabbeinu was the soloist, he was singing, and after each pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu sang, the Yidden would all come together and they would sing Ashira Lashem. They would say the words Ashira Lashem. So the Ikar Shira was actually sang by Moshe. Klai Yisrael just inserted Ashira Lashem after every pasuk. Rashi adds that it could be that was for the first half of Oz Yashar. The second half of Oz Yashar, which begins with the words Micha Moicha Ve'ilam Hashem, says the Rashi based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, it could be Moshe said the pasuk and the Yidden would say Micha Moicha. The second sheet mentioned in the Braiser of Eliezer of Noishav Yisak Liliyom is not the way it was. Moshe wasn't the only one singing; everybody was singing. However, Moshe Rabbeinu led everybody in the Shira, so Moshe would sing the pasuk Ashir Lashem ki goy go, and then the Yidden would follow Ashir Lashem ki goy go. But the Yidden repeated everything that Moshe said. Moshe just led it. It was ki katan amakias halal. If a katan would be the Baal Tefillah, he would be the one saying halal. You wouldn't just be able to listen to what the katan's saying. You can't be yoitza with the katan's tefillah. He's not a mechuyav b'davar. You can't be yoitza shemei kainos. You would have to repeat everything that the katan said. It was in that vein that the Yidden sang Shira. And then finally, Rabbi Nechemya was the third pshat, and that was ki sefer hapiris al Hashemah be'beis haknesses. In the way that they used to say Shema in the beis haknesses. Apparently, what would happen is the Chazan would say Shema Yisrael, and then everybody would follow Shema Yisrael, but the entire Shema was said in unison. Everybody was talking at the same time. That's the way the Yidden sang Shira. They all sang at the same time. So exactly how the Shira took place is 3 opinions in the Braisa mentioned right here. So on the topic of the Shira Sayom, the Gemara digresses. Tanu Rabbanan, Darash Rav Yisai Aglili, B'shashal Yisom Rayam, when the Yidden emerged from the Yam, Nasnu Eimeyam Leim Shira. They sang Shira. V'ketzad Amru Shira. How did they sing Shira? Oilu Mutal Al Birkei Imoy. If there was a mother who had a baby, an infant that was sitting on her lap, or the even tinek yoinek mishtei imoy, or there was a mother that was nursing her child. When the little children saw the shechina, oidul higbia tzavare, the little child picked up his head. The tinek shama dad mipiv, and the child stopped nursing from his mother. The amru, and even they said zekelivanveil. So every yid sang shira, not only the chachamim and the nevoinim. Everyone sang shira, even the Oilo that's mutal al birke imoy, and the tinek that was yoinik mishtei imoy. And how do we know that? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, min pi oilo vim vi yoinkin yisadatois. Hoira meir oimer. Meir used to say, he would add to what Rabbi Yisai Glili said. Minay shafilu ubrim shivimei imen om reshira. How do you know that even the ubrim, these are babies that are in their mother's stomach. How do you know that even they sang shira? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, b'makeilois borcho elikim Hashem mi mekar Yisrael. Borcho Elikim Hashem mi Mekar Yisrael. Mekar over here says Rashi, af oisim shem mekar. Even the children that are still inside of their mother, even they sang Shira. Freik de Gemar v'loi chazu. But they didn't see. How could they say Shira specifically? How could they say Zeke Levi Anveyu? Ze implies that they were pointing, that they're pointing towards Hashem, and they're saying, Zekeli, this is my God, the Anveyu. How could they do that? They couldn't see. Omer Tanchun. Tanchun said, Keres Nasulahem, Kaspaklaria Hamiro Vero. The stomach of the mothers became Kaspaklaria Hamiro, like a clear glass. They were able to see through the mother's stomach, the mother's womb, and it was in that vein that they're able to say Shira. The Mashah has a beautiful aura on this Gemara. The Gemara says that when the Yidden sang Shira at the Yam, they saw Ba'aspaklaria Hamiro. Says the Marsha, could be that pshat in the Chazal that we all know. Rasa Shivcha Bayam Mashalei Ro Yecheskel Ben Buzi Moilo. That the Yidden at the Yam were Zoicha to a Madrega Nevuah that the great Yecheskel Ben Buzi wasn't even Zoicha to. What's the pshat? Says the Marsha, could be the pshat is that we know that Moshe's Nevuah, his Madrega Sanavu, was greater than the Nevuah of Shar Nevi'im. How so? Moshe said Nevuah Ba'aspaklaria Hamiro. The clarity that he was able to see his visions was on a whole different level than it was for Shar Nevi'im. Chazal say here, Keres Nasulahem Kaspaklaria Meiro, that there was some Madrego of Aspaklaria Hameiro in the Nevuah that the Yidden had at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what Chazal meant. That Rosh Shivcha Bayam, Mashalei Ro Yecheska Mabuzi Meyoylam. Yecheska Mabuzi was Shara Nevi'im. He didn't see Nevuah Ba'aspaklaria Meiro. It was only Moshe Rabbeinu that saw it. Here, all the Yidden, even though Uber B'Me'imoy was Zoychat Aspaklaria Meiro, it's exactly that point that Chazal meant when they said Rosh Shivcha Bayam. Boy Bayam Darsh Rabbi Yeshua Ben Hurkinish, Loi Ovad Yev. So the Gemara brought one final drasha that was Darshan on that day. Incidentally, if you look in the Gemara Brachas, Daf Chavches, there were more than just these drashas that are mentioned in the Mishnah. You have to know why these drushes here in the Mishnah are the ones mentioned. But really, the Gemara says in Brachas Chav Chesam and Aleph that on that day, after it was Nisrabu, Safsli, Beis Medrash, there wasn't one halacha Shalei Nisparish. The Homosechus Idius was Bay Bayim Darash. Technically, you could have Homosechus Idius over here. So why we picked these, I'm not sure. But the last one mentioned in the Mishnah that was said Bay Bayim was a Dvar Agoda. And the Dvar Agoda is that Loi Ovad Iyo Vesakadosh Baruch Hu El Mehava, a discussion regarding Eiv, so the famous Eiv, did he serve Hashem me'ahava, or did he serve Hashem me'yira? So it's kedai to see the Lashon HaMishnah again inside. I'm reading from the bottom of the Mishnah Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Le'ovet Eiv is HaKadosh Baruch Hu El me'ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eiv served HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ahava. His madrego of avoda was love. Shenemar, hein yikteleni lo yayachel. Because Eiv said that even if Hashem kills me, lo yayachel, I'm still going to serve Him. And from the fact that Eiv is prepared to serve Hashem, even if Hashem is going to kill him, that's a sign that he's serving Hashem, not Meira, he's serving Hashem Me'ahava. However, said Rabbi Shoban Hurkinis, it's not so clear if that's really the right way to read the Pasuk, because you can technically read the word Loi with a Vav, or you can read the word Loi with an Aleph. Is a Loi with a Vav, Hein Yikdaleni Loi Ayachel? That even if Hashem is going to kill me, Loi Ayachel, I'm still going to serve Him. If it's Loi with an Aleph, then it's just the opposite. Hein Yikdaleni Loi Ayachel, I'm not going to. So Vadayin Adav HaShokul, Loi Ani Mitzapa, Yeni Mitzapa. Talmud Loi, there's another Pasuk that clarifies this suffix. The Pasuk says, Ad Egva Loi Asr Tumasim Yemenet. Even if Hashem is going to kill me, Loi Asr Tum, I'm still going to be a Tumim with Hashem. Malamit, from there we learn, Shemei Havas, Om Rabbi Yeshua said, Miyagal Ofer Meinecha Yechem and Zakeh. Halavai Rabbi Yechir Ben Zak would be around to hear Rabbi Shua Ben Horkinis say this drasha. Shal Yisod Derish Kol Yemecha Shalei Ovid Iyev Samagim Elam Yir. Yus the Darshin Ali Yorin that Iyev served Hashem Meira. Shenemar Ish Tom V'Yosho Yirei Elikim V'Sam Meira. V'Halo Yeshua Talmud Talmidecha. And here you have where Yeshua your Talmud's Talmud Lomad Shemeahava Asa. Says the Gemara on that note. So a discussion whether Eiv served Hashem Me'ahava or Eiv served Hashem Me'ir. Frank the Gemara, Velechsi, I don't understand how Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkinis in the Mishnah could have said, V'adayin Adover Shokol. The Pasuk says, Hein Yikdaleni, even if Hashem's going to kill me, Loi, with a Vav, Ayachal. So what exactly is the Shaila? Ibe Lamed Aleph Ksiv, if the word Loi is Lamed Aleph, Loihu, then it means, I'm not going to hope for Hashem. I'm not going to serve Hashem if Hashem's going to kill me. And Ibalamid Vav Ksiv Loyu, then it means I will. Says the Gemara, the Chalecha the Ksiv, Balamid Aleph Loyu. What kind of question is this? You're sort of suggesting in the question that every Loy with an Aleph always means no. And it's not possible to have a Loy with an Aleph that really needs to be translated like a Loy with a Vav. Elamiyata, if that's the case, I'll ask you a question. How do you understand the following pasuk? It says, Bechol Tzorosam Loi Tzar, that Hashem is talking and says, when all the tzars of Klal Yisrael, Loi Mitan Aleph Tzar. Is that the way you translate the word loy? That when the Yidin are in an eighth tzara, Hashem says loy tzara doesn't affect me; it only affects you. Maybe, it can't be because the pasuk says umaloch panavay shiem. And from that pasuk, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatev in the tzar of Klal Yisrael. So if Hashem is mishtatev in the tzar of Klal Yisrael, how could you understand this pasuk b'chol tzar roisam loy tzar? The teretz is even though it says it loy with an aleph, really it means loy with a vav. So it was for that reason that Rabbi Shulchan Aruch wasn't 100% sure how to understand this pasuk mentioned by Iyav. Although usually loy with a vav means yeah, and loy with an aleph means no, but there's precedents already where the two can be confused, where they're not necessarily totally zevazen. It was for that reason that Rabbi Shua ben Hurkanus wasn't sure how to understand this pasuk with Iyav. Until he had a new pasuk, Abd Egva, like Aser Tumasim Imeni over there, it's clear that Iyav didn't serve Hashem Yira, but rather Iyav served Hashem Mehata, Elamehava, Elam, Mashmahachi, Mashmahachi, Tanya, Mehoim, Nebbi Yerelikin be Iyav. It says that Iyav was a Yerelikin, meaning he served Hashem Yira. Vinemar, and it says Yerelikin Bavram, Ati Yodati, Kirelikin Mata. After the Maisa Dakeda, Hashem says, now I know that Avram is a true Yerelikin. Ma Yerelikin Bavram, Mehava, just like when it says Yerelikin by Avram. It doesn't mean that Avram served Hashem Yira. And although the Torah refers to him as a Yerelikin, it means that he had Yira Shamayim, but it was a Yira Shamayim that came, that flowed from his Ahavas Hashem. I ain't been mashofer beer, what exactly that means. Af Yerelikim Omer Be'ir Me'ahavas. So too, when the Torah says that Iyav served Hashem Yira, it doesn't mean that he didn't have Ahavas Hashem, and it doesn't mean that his Ikar Avodas Hashem wasn't Me'ahava. His Ikar Avodas Hashem was Ahava. But from his Ahava flowed a Yira. Says the Gemara of Avram Gufe Minol. And how do you know that Avram served Hashem Me'ahava? If the Torah says Avram was a Yor Elikim, maybe he served Hashem Yira. How do you know that he served Hashem Yehava? Dechsiv, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, where the pasuk says, Avram Oyhavi, Zera Avram Oyhavi. So the Torah, the Navi refers to Avram as Oyhavi, Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see that Avram was an Oyhavi Hashem. So what does it mean? Ati Yadati Ki Yirei Elikimata. It was a Yira that came from Ahava. So too by Iyav, where it says that it was a Yira Elikim, it means it really came from Yira. Ma Yikim Ben Oysim Yehava Loysim Yira. Says the Gemara, what's the difference if somebody serves Hashem Yehava, or if he serves Hashem Yira? The Gemara says, Ika Hadetanya. Kemina would be this that we learned in the Bible. Shimon also, Amir, God alaysim yehava yosim and oisim yira. That someone who serves Hashem yehava is greater than someone that serves Hashem yira. How so? Shazet tolu lelav dar. Shazet tolu lapayim dar. Somebody that serves Hashem yira, so his chosin can protect up to 1,000 dares that are going to follow him. Someone that serves Hashem yehava, tolu lapayim dar for 2,000 dares. How do you know that? Hachaksiv, it says, lo alofim le oihavei ulashemir mitzvaysoi. Alofim is a lashon rabim. So you see that the oihavei are protected la alofim for 2,000 years. Vahosom ksiv ulashemir mitzvaysov la elof dar. And the Marsha says, shemir mitzvaysoi. The Gemara says, wherever it says ishomer, it's always a lav. Lav is loisase is yira. So yira is la elof dar. So someone that serves Hashem yehava, it's la alofim le oihavei. Somebody that serves Hashem yira, it's ulashemir mitzvaysov la elof dar. So you see, ahava is greater than yira. Hara protects for 2,000 dares. Yira only protects for 1,000 dares. But the Gemara asks, Hasam Nami, that pasuk siv le oyavav ulashemir mitzvaysov la elof dar. You're right. The end of the pasuk is ulashemir mitzvaysov la elof dar. But the beginning of that pasuk is le oyavav ulashemir mitzvaysov la elof dar. It sounds like even oyavav is elof dar. And the kasha of the Gemara is really on the previous pasuk as well. Because it says, la alofim the la'alofim is going on the oyhavay, and it's going on the shemir mitzvayse as well. So the same pasuk that says ahava is 2,000 dairis also mentions yira, and the same pasuk that says yira is 1,000 dairis also mentions ahava. So how exactly does this drasha work? Says the Gemara, no, haile the samachle, haile the samachle. You have to say which word is next to the dairis. La'alofim la'oyhavay, and then afterwards it says l'shemir mitzvayse. So oyhavay is next to alofim, thus the Ovi Me'ahava gets Alpayim Dar. And the next Pasuk, Utsu L'Shemri Mitzvaysav La'elof Dar, the Elof Dar is next to the L'Shemri Mitzvaysav. It's not next to the La'oyavav. So that's how you know which one is this. One final Gemara, Hanitre Talmidim, Rabbi Yosef Kamedi Ravdu. Two Talmidim that were once sitting in front of Rav. Chadama once said, Akram B'chalmoy, I had a dream. And in my dream, they told me the following Pasuk. Morav Tufcha Ashet Zofanta L'Reyecha. They told me about the wonderful schar that the Yireya L'Kim are going to get in Olam Haba. The Chadama Chalmoy, and the other person said, it's funny, I also had a dream. The Akim b'chalmoy, they told me a pasuk, but it was a different pasuk. The pasuk is, v'yismuchu b'chal kol chayisei bach, lo'oylam yiraninu v'yalz b'chal e'ave shemecha. A pasuk that discusses the great reward that the people that serve Hashem me'ahava are going to get into the world to come. Amar lahu, so Rava told both of these Talmidim, travaychu rabbanan tzadiki gemurat. You're both tzadikim gemurit. Mar me'ahava, mar me'ir. However, it's clear from the Sarah Chaloim that the way you serve Hashem is different. One of you serves Hashem me'ahava, the other one serves Hashem me'ira. Thus, they told you, each the respective psukim, that relate to your sug avoida. Hadron aloch, geshem shamayim. So before we start the next parak, so we have here an interesting gemara. You say this thing, a gemara that discusses two types of avoidas Hashem. A person can be avoidas Hashem me'ahava, and a person can be avoidas Hashem me'ira. A discussion in the Gemara regarding Eiv. Did Eiv serve Hashem me'ahava? Did Eiv serve Hashem me'ira? Avram Avinu is Zera Avram Ayhavi. The Gemara mentions as someone who served Hashem me'ahava. And even though the pasuk says, Ati Adati Kireli Kimata, that midah of Yira that Avram had flowed from his ahavas Hashem. But really, his mahalach in Avodas Hashem was a mahalach of Ahava. It wasn't a mahalach of Yira. Additionally, the Gemara said, Rav Shimon Elazar said, God olo isim me'ahava, yoisim eno isim me'ira. That someone that serves Hashem me'ahava is greater than someone that serves Hashem me'ira. And then finally, we had this last Gemara, where the Gemara said that there were these two Talmidim, that Rava told both of them, tzadikim gemuriyatim, mar me'ahava, mar me'ira. So clearly, if somebody serves Hashem me'ahava, or if somebody serves Hashem me'ira, it's wonderful. Either way, either option that you choose is really, really good. Even the one that served Hashem Meira was a tzaddik of it. But at the same time, God of Oisim Me'ahava Yoiser Min Oisim Meira. Now that's Pashat, that this idea of serving Hashem Me'ahava and serving Hashem Meira makes sense in light of the fact that we find in the Torah that our relationship with Hashem is described in two ways. On the one hand, we're described in the Torah as being Bonim Lashem Alekechem. We're children of Hashem, and at the same time, we're also avodim LaHashem Elokeichem. We're also servants, we're slaves, we're workers, we're employees of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the one hand, we're banim, on the other hand, we're avodim, we're servants. We say Avinu Malkeinu, Hashem is our father, Hashem is our melech. Hashem is our father, because banim atam LaHashem Elokeichem. We're Hashem's children. Hashem is Malkeinu, because we're also his servants. We're also meant to worship Hashem. A child serves his father, me'ahava. An eved serves his master, me'ira. Mitzad the bechino of banim LaHashem Elokeichem, there's a concept of avodah me'ahava. We could serve Hashem out of ahava because Hashem is our father. We have a karsa tov to Hashem. We understand that everything he does is for our good. We understand this closeness that we have to Hashem, that we're banim LaHashem Elokeichem. Thus, from there can emerge a mahalach and avodah, which is ahava. At the same time, we're also avodim. We're also employees. We're collecting paychecks every 2 weeks. From that perspective, there's no ahava per se, but we have a job to do. This is business. We're avodim LaHashem Elokeichem. So there's avinu, there's malkeinu, there's bonim, and there's avodim. Those are the two sugim of avoida, and it's from there that you have the madrega of ahava, you have the madrega of yira. Additionally, the Sfarim all say that all avoida is divided into two groups. Mitzvah saseh, and this mitzvah lois aseh. So there's the positive commandments and there's the negative commandments. There are the do's and there are the do-nots. The Svarim all speak out. The Mashal says it right here in the Gemara that mitzvah saseh is something that we do because we're banim LaHashem Elokeichem, because of the ahava that we have towards Hashem. We have ahava, or we're supposed to serve Hashem me'ahava. As a result, let's do things that's going to make Hashem happy. Lois aseh comes more from the midas ayira. There's a certain yira that we have. As a result, we're going to refrain from things that Hashem doesn't want us to do. So there's avinu malkeinu, bonim avodin, ahava yira, aseh lois aseh. So those are the two tracks. Those are the two mahalchemits. You do it. The Ramban, Allah Torah, and Parshas Yisrael says that it's for that reason that the rule is aseh is doicha lois aseh. In reality, a lois aseh is more chama than an aseh. If someone's over a lois aseh, he gets malchus. If you're mevatel a mitzvah aseh, slap on the wrist. But there's no malchus. Why is it that aseh is doicha lois aseh? Says the Ramban, because when a person does a mitzvah aseh, what he's showing is his ahavas Hashem. When a person doesn't do a lois aseh, what he's showing is a yiras Hashem. God alo isem ahava, yoisem and oisem yira. Ahava is greater than yira. And being that ahava is greater than yira, it's for that reason that you always find that aseh is doicha lois aseh. The expression of ahava is greater than the expression of yira. I think it's poshut that it's for that reason that if a person's over a lois aseh, He gets a greater punishment than he does if he's over an aseh. It's because being that yira is a lesser madrega. If you don't even have yira, I'm going to punish you more than I'm going to punish you for not having ahava. Ahava is the loftier madrega. So if a person has ahava, it's very chashav. But at the same time, if you violate that ahava, it's not as severe than if you go and you show that you don't even have yira. Either way, these are the two tracks. It's Yodua, the Bnei Yisachar, in many places brings a gewaldige chiddush from the Chidah. The Chidah, and it's ready, the Mapit says this, and it's brought down in other Sfarim HaKdoshim. The Sfarim HaKdoshim say that although Hashem gave the Yidden a mitzvah of tshuva, the mitzvah of tshuva is unique to Klal Yisrael. Umay Sa'olam do not have the mitzvah of tshuva. Now, you can't oversimplify that, because we're all familiar with the story of Yoyna and Nineveh, where Yoyna had... was supposed to go to Nineveh, Nineveh did tshuva, and a lot of the halachas of tshuva we actually learn out from Nineveh, but it means there's a certain shleimus, there's a certain madrega of tshuva that only Yidden are shayach to, that the Umas Ha'ilam are not shayach to. What's the reason for it? So the Chidah said a dover nifla ad l'moed. He said that the reason Klal Yisrael is able to do tshuva, because Klal Yisrael is banim l'Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem is our father. And being that Hashem is our father, we could do an Avera, and Hashem could be moichel the Avera that we did. Because Ha'av Shemachel HaKvoidei, Kvoidei Machel. The Umay Sa'olam are not born of Hashem Elokeichem. They're only Avodim Hashem Elokeichem. Their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is their Melech. Melech Shemachel HaKvoidei, Ein Kvoidei Machel. Zok Techidah, that's why Klal Yisrael is a Koyach HaTshuva that the Umay Sa'olam don't have, because for us, it's Ha'av Shemachel HaKvoidei, Kvoidei Machel. But for the Umay Sa'olam, it's a Melech Shemachel HaKvoidei, and a Melech Shemachel That's what the Bnei Yisachar brings b'shem dechidah in a bunch of places. That's why we have a certain koyach hatshuva that Umas Ha'olam don't have. I was thinking that it could be that this shaila over here of whether Eiv served Hashem Me'ahava, served Hashem Me'yira, is totally in a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra. The end of the first parak of Masechtas Bava Basra. The Gemara brings a machlekes tanan whether Eiv was a Yid or Eiv was from the Chasidei Umas Ha'olam. There's a manoman that says Eiv wasn't even Jewish. After all that, he wasn't a Yid. Eiv was from the Chasidei Umas Ha'olam. A Shaina, but not a Yid. So, but he was from the Chasidei Umas Ha'olam. So it could be that the way the Chidah said that only Klal Yisrael are banim l'Hashem Elokeichem, and our bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem is what begets the avoid of Ahavos. If Eiv was a Yid, he was shaykh to avoid of Me'ahava. He was bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem. But to the extent that Eiv wasn't a Yid, he was a guy, so he wasn't shaykh to the bonim l'Hashem Elokeichem. As a result, he wasn't shaykh to the avoid of Ahavos. If he wasn't shaykh to the avoid of Ahavos, so it's for that reason. His avoid had no choice but to be Me'yiras. So it could be this shaylo. Whether Eiv was Eiv Me'ahava or was Eiv Me'yira is totally whether he was a Yid or was a Goy. Lafi this Chidah that only Yidim Abanim L'Hashem L'Keichem, only they're Shayach to Ahava, as opposed to Goyim, they're not Shayach to Ahava, they're only Shayach to Yira. So if Eiv wasn't a Yid, it would make sense then that his Avodah would have been an Avodah Me'yira. But I once thought that based on this Chidah, could be you can understand Pashuk, the Nusach in Shemayna Esra. You say, Ashivenu Avinu L'Seira Secha, V'Karvenu Malkenu L'Avida Secha. Hashivenu is Milash Tshuva. Hashivenu is Avinu. You're talking to Hashem as your father. Hashem is our father. Ha'av Shemachal Al-Kvoide Kvoide Machal B'Mekabal Ar-Tshuva. Tshuva is Hashivenu Avinu. V'Karvenu Malkenu L'Avida Secha. Hashem, you also are a melech. Based on the fact that you're a melech, we serve you. V'Karvenu, bring us a little bit closer. But that Lashon of Hashivenu doesn't pass when it comes to melech. Because Klapi, the fact that Hashem is our melech, there's no concept of tshuva. Because the melech shemachal kvoide ein kvoide machal. Hashivenu is only related to seiresecha. Hashivenu avinu l'seiresecha. As opposed to, as it relates to melech, you're not shaykh to that, it's only going to be the karvenu malkenu. B'derech agav, the next bracha you have in Shemayda Esrei is slach lanu avinu kichatanu, mechal lanu malkenu kifashanu. Could be, the gra says, the Vilna Gaon says, Reb Chaim Volozhin brings it in Nefesh HaChaim, that the word chet is milosh chesaron. You find the word chet in different contexts in Tanakh. It means that there was something that you were supposed to do that you didn't do. There's a lashon agra in Mishlei. Chet means bitul mitzvah saseh. It's a lashon agra. You find the word chet by someone that doesn't have aver b'shoigig. When a person doesn't have aver b'shoigig, why does he get punished? It's not so much for what he did. What he did b'shoigig. It's for what you should have done. You should have been more careful. The word chet always suggests that there was something that you were supposed to do that you didn't do. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, "Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta." What does that mean? It means there isn't a tzadik in the world that's never nichshol in machalos asuras. There's never a tzadik in the world in history that wasn't nichshol real theirs. Of course, that's not true. It's possible. The person could be a tzadik. What it means, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, is that every mitzvah that a person does, there's so many different madrigas and levels levels on which the mitzvah can be done. A tzaddik ba'aretz, asher yaseh toiv, there's no tzaddik that's going to do toiv, do all the mitzvahs, v'lo yechta miloshen chisaron. It won't be lacking on some level in the shlemus of how the mitzvah was supposed to do. The word chet always implies you were supposed to do something, you didn't do it. Bitul mitzvah saseh. That's a loshen hagra in mishle. That's always what the word chet is. Slach lanu avinu kichatanu. Mechalonu malkeinu kifashanu. We're coming to Hashem, avinu malkeinu. We're asking Him for forgiveness. Slachlonu avinu klapi. The fact that Hashem is our Father, we're supposed to serve Hashem me'ahava. The fact that we're supposed to serve Hashem me'ahava, that's mitzvah saseh. Slachlonu avinu kichatanu. We were chatanu. Milashe chesar. We didn't do what we were supposed to do. We were vato mitzvah saseh. That's avinu. Mechalonu malkeinu. With regards to the fact that Hashem's our melech, that's the loisa says we weren't supposed to do averis. We did those averis anyways. That's kifashanu. Slachlonu avinu goes together with chatanu. Malkeinu goes together with fashanu. Either way, that's the second ara, or is it the third or the fourth ara, with regards to avodah me'ahava and avodah me'ira. But another ara. It's yidua, the Rambam, and Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's mitzvah saseh, mitzvah gimel. The Rambam, the third mitzvah in the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs is, hu shetzivanu le'ahava yisala. It's a mitzvah for a person to love Hashem. Says the Rambam, skipping to the end. V'kfar omru, shemitzvah zu koileles gamkein, shenidroish v'nikra ho'anoshem kulam ba'avidosa yisala u'lahamiboy. The mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem involves not only loving Hashem, but trying to get other people to love Hashem as well. V'zeh, ki kishetev odom, tosim liboy olav v'teshabcheo v'tevagish anoshem le'avoysoy. V'zeh al-tzad ha-moshel. He says, I'll explain it to you with a moshel. I'll just say it outside. When a person likes something, he gets pumped up about it. He's not just happy that he likes it. He has to convince the whole world that what he likes is the greatest thing in the world. He's not just happy that this is something that I like. He needs everybody to like it. That's the way people are. He's not just Sefridin that he loves. He wants everyone else to get pumped up as well. Says the Rambam, that's the true barometer, that's the litmus test of Ahava. You want to know if you really love Hashem? If you're walking around telling people how great Hashem is, that's a sign that you love Hashem. Otherwise, it's a chesar and you're Ahava. The Rambam says, that's what Chazal mean when they said, because that's all neveya. It flows from true Ahava. If you love something, you're not just happy with you loving it, you want other people to love it as well. Says the Rambam, the Loshin Sifri, v'ahavtas Hashem, ahavei wal abriyos, Avram Avicha, Shenemar, Vesa Nefesh Hashos Bechor. Says that's why Avram walked around and bringing everybody closer to Hashem. Why Avram? Zok the Rambam, Rotzoloimar, Kemoisha Avram, Babushoy Oyev Hashem, Kemoisha Yedakosev, Avram Ayhavi, that's the one we just learned. Avram was the paradigm of the Oyev Hashem. Therefore, it was for that reason that it was Dafke him that he went out and he spread the word. Why did Avram do Kirov? Why not Yitzchak? Why not Yaakov? Why don't you find it by Moshe and Aharon? Why do you find it by Avram? Because Avram was the Shlemos. He had reached the pinnacle of Ahavas Hashem. And as a result of that, came the pinnacle of Shiheshem, of going out and spreading the word and getting other people to love Hashem as well. It came from the fact that Avram was the Shpitz Oyev Hashem. We've spoken in the past that it could be the reason Avram did it more than Yitzchak and Yaakov is because Avram's Midas HaChesed. Avram had the Midah of Chesed, and the whole idea was, what's the true Chesed that a person can do? You bring people closer to Hashem. Right, we always say that the Velt says, you give somebody fish, you fed him for a day. You teach somebody how to fish, you fed him for a lifetime. You bring a person closer to Hashem, you're feeding him with netzach netzachim. Avram's midah was the midah of ahava, was the midah of chesed. The greatest chesed a person could do is to bring people closer to Hashem. The Rambam has a different mahalach. The Rambam says that the reason was dafka Avram, because Avram is zera Avram oyavi, and the Madreg of Ahava would beget something like this. My shvager Yaakov Mel showed me a beautiful isofa on this Rambam. The Chofetz Chaim in the Hakdama to one of his svarim, the Sefer Chaima Sadas. So it's right in the beginning of the Hakdama, there's a small Ha'ara, and the Ha'ara, he says a beautiful thing. He says, V'ahavtas Hashem Aleikecha. The Rambam says, he quotes the Rambam here in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that from V'ahavtas Hashem Aleikecha, we learn that it's not enough for a person to love Hashem, you have to go out and tell the world how great Hashem is and bring people closer to Hashem. What does the Pasuk continue and say? V'ahavtas Hashem Aleikecha, B'chol Levavcha, uvechol nafshecha, uvechol moedecha. So the Chofetz Chaim stels sich on bechol moedecha. What does bechol moedecha mean? With all your money. You should do it with the ganze heart. Go out and do it with a great kite. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you see from here that the way a person is supposed to bring people closer to Hashem is by being great bechol moedecha, with your money. Throwing nice parties, doing it with a break kite. That is the intermediary that a person's supposed to use when it comes to bringing people closer to Hashem. And he says, in fact, you find it by Avram. Because Chazal say, how did Avram bring people closer to Hashem? Vayita Eshel. Eshel is Achila Shtiyev Levoya. He had his famous tent, and people would come to his tent, and there was food, and I'm sure there was booze, and there were good things going on. And that's how people came closer to Hashem. So Avram, who is Avram Oyavi? And we learn Vanefesh Asha Asa B'charim from who? From Avram. What did Avram himself do? It was all Vayita Eshel. It all came through B'chol Moedecha. He says it's a Pasik, Dr. Chafetz Chaim. Which means, says the Rambam, go out and bring people closer to Hashem. How do you do it? You do it b'chol moedecha. You're supposed to do it with the ganze hearts. And at the end, he says, he says, I believe we can learn a musar for his time, says the Chafetz Chaim. That if a person has a message that he wants to deliver in Avodas Hashem, and he wants people to come and to listen, you have to make it a kishmak. Ligmol chesed imoim. In your name, give people what they want, you make a geshmak. That was the Vayita Eshel, and by doing that, you'll be matzliach in spreading the message that it is you're looking to spread. But one final order, and that is the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tshuva. So the Rambam summarizes this whole idea of Tshuva Me'ahava, of Avoda Me'ahava. Says the Rambam, Al Yoy Mar Adam, a person shouldn't say, Hareini Oysa Mitzvah Zatoira, Va Oysik Bechachmasa Kadesha Kabbalah Brachas Aksuvis Batoira, or Kadesha Eskil Chayom Abba. A person shouldn't say that I'm going to serve Hashem because I want to get all the brachas. Or to the contrary, I'm going to go away from all the Averis because I'm afraid. I don't want to lose my Elam Haba, I don't want to lose my Elam Haza. Ein Roy Lavid as Hashem Al Derech said. That's the inappropriate way for a person to serve Hashem. The Ein Oyved as Hashem Al Derech said, the only people that serve Hashem this way is Ame Ha'oretz, Vahanoshim, Vahaktanim. Those are the people that serve Hashem that way, because we train them to do it that way until they'll figure out how to do it the right way. But that's not the real way to serve Hashem. The real way to serve Hashem is to serve Hashem not miyira, but rather me'ahava. And then the Rambam, I'm just skipping around. Ha'oiv me'ahava, oisik b'toira, uve mitzvois, v'hoilich b'nesivas ha'chach, v'loi b'bnei dove v'hoilo, for no reason. Loi b'bnei yira sara, v'loi k'dei lira sh'atoiva, elu oise ha'emes, b'bnei shehu emes, v'soif ha'toiva, lovoi b'chlal. U'mai lazu of Avoyde Me'ahava, says the Rambam, he ma'ilu g'doy la'ad mo'oid. Ve'en kol chocham zoichola. Now everyone can be zoichet to this. Ve'hi ma'ilu Avram Avinu. She'akora kodesh baruch hu oyavi. Lefi shaloi ovad el me'ahava. This is the same Rambam as in Sefer HaMitzvahs, based on our Gemara, that the paradigm of the Oyde Me'ahava was Avram. Ve'hi ma'ilu she'tzivonu ha'kodesh baruch ha'idei Moshe Aveinu. This is the ma'ilu that Hashem commanded us to do. She'nema ve'haftas shem lekech b'chol avav b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol mo'idecha. That is the way that a person is supposed to serve Hashem. Incidentally, when we learned Nazir, I saw it in the Shiurim for Meshulam David, David Soloveitchik, Shlita. So he says, I don't understand how to read this Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam's telling you, you have to serve Hashem Yehava. And then at the same time, the Rambam's telling me, on the one hand, someone that doesn't serve Hashem Yehava, it's the Ktanim and it's the Noshim. The flip side is, it's Milas HaChachomim, it's the Madrega of Avram Avinu. So is it something that's attainable? The Torah says, V'haftas Hashem Lekecha, it's a mitzvah, it's something that you're supposed to do. Or is it something that's Milas HaChachomim? So it's a little bit confusing. But here's the punchline, Halacha Gimel. V'keitzad Yahava Haru'uya. So what is the real Ahava that a person's supposed to have? He sheyev es Hashem, Ahava Gedoyla, Yesera Rabba, Azo, Ad Mo'oid. A person is supposed to be obsessed with Ahavas Hashem. As if he's literally sick from Ahava. And the Rambam gives a mashal. It's like someone that has Cholas Ahava over a Isha, a woman. He's completely obsessed. That's the way a person's supposed to have Ahavas Hashem. Yes, sir, Mizeh, says the Rambam. Even more so, Ahavas Hashem b'lev oyavav. Shegim batamid k'moshet zivanu b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol meidecha. And then the Rambam concludes, v'hu sheshleima oimer derech moshel ki cholas ahavan oni v'chol shir ashirim moshel u'v'inizeh. Says the Rambam, the entire Sefer Shir Ashirim, which talks about the Ahava between an Ish and an Isha, it's really all a moshel. What's the nimshel? Ahavas Hashem. And the reason Ahavas Isha is the mashal that is used to describe Ahavas Hashem is because a person could attain an Ahava towards Hashem that's literally Kahavas Isha, which the Rambam says, it's a chilas Ahava. She'in daitom pnuya me Ahavas Isha Isha. She'hu shege batomet. He's totally obsessed. Be'in be'shiftoi, be'in be'kumoi, be'in be'shashu oicha v'shoisa. That's what Shir HaShirim is all about, and that's what it's supposed to be. The bottom line is, I think, in this Rambam, you see, there's a fundamental difference between Avodah Me'ahava and Avodah Me'ira, and we'll conclude with this. Unfortunately, when people think of religion, they think of Yiddishkeit, so you think of it in terms of the do's and the do-nots. The mitzvah says, and the mitzvah, what does it mean to be a Yid? Well, there's certain things you have to do, certain things you're not allowed to do, and we believe that if you're going to do the mitzvah says, you're going to get schar, and if you do the mitzvah says, you're going to be punished, etc., etc. It's a series of do's and do-nots. But that would be like saying, if someone asks you, what's marriage? Well, marriage, it's a set of obligations, and yeah, you have to be home at a certain time, and you could do this, and you can't do that, and Sundays aren't Sundays, and that's not what marriage is. Marriage is a relationship. It's an ishus. In order to make the relationship work, there are certain things that you have to do. There's certain obligations you have. Otherwise, it's not going to flow. And there's certain things that you can't do because otherwise, you're going to hurt your relationship. Zokter Rambam, that's what Yiddishkeit is. In a perfect world, the definition of being a Yid is having a relationship with Hashem. There's a certain ahava, and it's from that ahava that everything flows. You have a relationship that you hold sacred, and as a result, there's certain things you have to do. You can't have a relationship if you're not going to own up to certain things, and you're not going to understand that there's certain things he can't do. That's what it is in a perfect world. The Eved Meira is someone that he's afraid of Hashem. So he does mitzvahs, he doesn't do averes, he has amunah, betachin, he believes. No one's questioning his amunah, betachin. No one's questioning his avodah, but it's not coming from this deep sense of having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eved Me'ahava, that's Shir HaShirim. He's a Chelas Ahava. Everything flows from a deep-seated relationship that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dr. Mishnah, Misha Kina Le'ishtoi, incidentally, Soita Daf Lamed Aleph is the very last Soita Daf in Mesechta Soita. Dr. Mishnah, Misha Kina Le'ishtoi, someone gave his wife Kinoi, Vinistero, and after the Kinoi, she was Nistero, Afilu Shoma, Me Oifa Pireach, even if he, the husband, knows that there was stira because a bird told him, a little birdie told me, he doesn't know it for a fact, but he knows it. Didn't hear it from an aid even. He heard it from an oif ha-pireyach. The halacha is, says the Mishnah, yoitzi v'yitei ksuba. So he has to give her a get v'yitei ksuba. Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi says, this is Rabbi Eliezer l'shitas. Rabbi Eliezer, in the very first Mishnah, the opening line in Masechta Saita is that although kinoi requires two eidim, Rabbi Eliezer holds that stira is afilu be'ed echad. Being that Rabbi Eliezer holds that stira could be afilu be'ed echad, he holds it doesn't even have to be an eid echad. It could be even an oif ha-perech. Does oif ha-perech mean literal? Does it not mean literal? So I have been mefarsha. But either way, it's Rabbi Eliezer's shita that holds you don't need eidus for stira. If you don't need eidus for stira, that's the lashon that of the Mishnah afilu oif ha-perech. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua l'shitasoi, who held that stira does need eidus. An eidach is not fine, so if you heard it from an eifa pereach, that's not going to do the trick. Rather, however, you don't need real eidim. Even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if the women, the yentas, that used to sit outside and they would talk about everything that was going on, if they're already talking about this kinui, this stira, if this is something that's already on their minds, that's a sign that maybe something happened. At that point, Allah is yoitz if you think subah. What happens if after the kinui stira, an eidach comes and says, I saw that she actually did the Avera, she didn't drink. That's the halach of Eid Echad B'tomo. That after Kiddi V'stira, Eid Echad is believed to say that she's tummy. Ordinarily, you need two Eidim. Dover, Dover, Mimomen, as we're going to see momentarily, Ein Dovish of the Erva, Pachas Mishnayim. But if there's Kiddi and Stira, we establish already a Raglaim the Dover. At that point, the Eid Echad is going to be believed. V'loi Oy, not just that, Afilo Ebed, Afilo Shivcha. Even an Ebed or Shivcha, someone that ordinarily is possible Eidos, even that would be believed as an Eid Echad, and that's based on the rule that any time an Eid Echad is believed, apostle is believed as well. Areel Nemoah, and not only are they believed that she should be also to her husband, but Afilo Poislam Iksubasa. They can even impact the financial ramifications. Chamoisa, what about the Shviger? So what if Reuven and Rachel are married? Reuven's mother comes and says, I know that my daughter-in-law had kin of Estira. That's where we draw the line. We don't believe her. Ubas Chamoisa, or the sister-in-law, Vitzarasa, or if Reuven was married to two wives, Rachel and Leah, and Leah comes and says, I know Rachel was Mizana. No, we're not going to believe her. Viavimta, or this is a sister-in-law. This is Reuven's brother's wife. The reason she wouldn't be believed is because if Reuven dies without children, they will then become tzaras. So she's a potential tzara. Upaz Baila, or the stepdaughter, Hare Elu Nemanes, they are believed to make her asa, v'leilu paisa v'ksubasa. However, their Nemanes is somewhat limited. V'leilu paisa v'ksubasa. Rashi quotes Sugya Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that we learned together, that talks about these are the women, the Chamish Noshim, that are soinoi soisa, that we assume that there's a sinner between them, and as a result, they're going to be puzzled on some level with regards to Eidos. Says the Mishnah. So we're saying that with regards to Stira, it's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, whether Eid Echad is believed or not. Rabbi Eliezer says Eid Echad is believed, therefore, afilu shama me oifa peirech. Rabbi Yeshua says Eid Echad is not believed, therefore, if you heard from an oifa peirech, it's not going to be a good. However, once you have kinev estira, at that point, everyone agrees that Echad is going to believe. Shaya b'dirama, it made this rishon Yisrael in the maskemas b'akas mishnayim. L'chura, you could have argued that an Eid Echad betuma should not be believed. And the reason is, because if Stira, according to Rabbi Yeshua, requires two Eidin, and Stira doesn't make the woman Aser forever, because she could drink from the Meisaita, and then if she comes out okay, she's not going to be Aser. So Eidin Sachreina, the Eid Echad, who you're believing after the Kiddiv Estira, that's going to make her Aser forever. Certainly you shouldn't be believed if it's only an Eid Echad. Talmud Leimah says, the Torah, the Eidin, but you're right. Based on Kal V'chomer, on that Midah, really, an Eid Echad should not be believed after Kiddiv Estira. However, it's Exeris HaKasav. It says, V'Eidein Ba, in the parish of Saita, and we learn from there, Kol Eidos Sheyesh Ba, that any Eidos that you have, even an Eid Echad that comes, Acha Kiddiv Estira, is going to be believed. Do you remember, Tosfos Saita, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, asked the Kasha, that what's the Gemara saying, Shehoyah B'din, how can you make a Kal V'Chomer for the Eid Echad that's coming, La'acha Kiddiv Estira, to the Eid Stira itself? The Eid Stira itself, you don't have anything. We don't even know that there was a Stira. You know there was Kinoi. Now an Eid Echad is coming, and the Eid Echad is going to tell you that there was Stira. Mechateisa believe him. The Eid Echad betulma is coming already la'acha kinev Stira. They already established the wrong line of Dover. Maybe that should be different. Tosfos asks this kasha, say to Daf Gimel Amud Beis, he blind Sarachin. How are you comparing the Eidos Stira to the Eidos Toma? The Eidos Toma comes la'acha kinev Stira, comes after the right line of Dover, as opposed to the Eid Stira. But either way, Talmud Leimav Eidei Ba, Kol Eidos Sheyesh Ba. So now you can make a kavach chaim leidus harishayna. Me'ata uma imed the sakrein of Israel. Harei meskayem esbeid echad. Madas the eidus sakrein. Once you have kiddiv estira, that loch is eid echad is believed. Eidus harishayna shein oisus harisrael, which is not going to make her aser forever. Einu din she deskayin beid echad. Certainly you should be believing eid echad. This is where Tosfos asks the kasha. That how could you make a kavach chaim? Talmud loymer ki matzaba ervas davar. So the reason that you need to aid him is because it says ki matzaba ervas davar. Ulalonu loymer al pishnayim meidem yakum davar. Ma'ala alam by Eidos Mominus, where it says al pishnayim made him yakum davar, that loch is you need two, avkan al pishnayim. So to here you need two. Eid oimer, the Gemara is going to elaborate on all this. Eid oimer it meis, the Eid oimer loin it meis. What if one Eid echad says she became tamei, and another Eid echad says loin it meis, or ishoi meres nit meis, vishoi meres loin it meis? Again, there was kinui and there was stira. And Eid echad walks in the bed and says, I know that she was actually mizana. Another Eid echad says, I know she wasn't mizana. Or a woman Eid, who the Mishnah said is believed, says nitmeis, and another woman says why nitmeis. So the halach is hoisa shoisa. They would drink. Why? The Eidim cancel each other out. What you're left with is the Eidikin of Estira. Eidikin of Estira, she has to drink. Echad oimer nitmeis, vishnayim oimer lo nitmeis. What if one Eid says she became tamei, and two Eidim say lo nitmeis? Again, hoisa shoisa. Because the two Eidim that are saying lo nitmeis knock out the Eid Echad that said nitmeis. What you're left with is kin of Estira. He left a kin of Estira, that's why she has to drink. Shnayim oimrim nitmeis. Echad oimrim loinitmeis. If two say yeah nitmeis, and one says loinitmeis, then loy hoisa shoisa, because the two are believed more than the one. So now you have eidos of nitmeis. Eidos of nitmeis, that's checkmate. There's no reason to drink, says the Gemara. So the Mishnah said that for Estira, you need two eidim. However, for Tumma, once you already establish a kinev estira, at that point, an eid echad is going to be believed. So the Gemara said, why is it that you need two eidim for stira? Why don't you say, kalva chomer from Tuma, Madoch Tuma, which is Oisus HaIsraelam, Eid Echad is believed. So Kavachim is Stira, which is not Oisus HaIsraelam. That Lacha should be that Eid Echad is believed. So we said, Talmud Loimi, Ki Matzah Be'erva's Dover Mimomim, it's a Dover Shev Be'erva, Ein Dover Shev Be'erva Pachas Mishnayim. So the Gemara asks, that the Gemara, the Mishnah gave the wrong drasha. Hai Talmud Loimi, Ki Matzah Be'erva's Dover, Talmud Loimi, Bavale Be'kinoi, Bavale Be'stira Mi'bayle. What the Mishnah really should have said was, it says Ba, meaning, this is referring back to the Gemara in that Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, it says, V'eid ein ba, that's the pasuk that teaches me in Echad Tumah's belief, but we learn how ba, only for Tumah in Echad is belief, but for Stira Tumah is not belief. Meaning, although we know that ein davar shev ever pachas mishnayim, but the kal v'chomer that the Mishnah was asking was, learn that just like there's an exception to the rule with Echad Tumah, there should be an exception to the rule when it comes to Eidi Stira as well. The Teretz is a specific miut in the parash of Saita itself that says that although Eid Tumah is an exception, Eid Stira is not an exception. So isn't that what the Mishnah should have mentioned? So the Gemara says, Hachinami Kama, you're right. You have to amend the Lashon HaMishnah. That's really what the Mishnah meant to say. Talmud Loimar, Ba V'loi B'kinoi, Ba V'loi B'stir. V'tuma Ba'alma, B'loi Kinoi, U'B'loi B'stir, D'loi M'hemenei D'achemenon. What the Mishnah then, you have to insert into the Mishnah was, a regular Tuma, not in the context of Saita. How do you know there that you always need to wait? The meaning, Mehecha Teisi, Ein Dover, Sheba'er V'pachas Mishnayim. For that, the Teretz is, Nemar Kan Dover. That's the Dover that we know Gzeir Shava to teach me that Ein Dover Shavu Ever Pachas Mishnah. Mishnah said, Eidoi Minitmeis. And another Eid says, Uloi Nitmeis. So the Halacha she drank, because the two Eidim cancel each other out. So the Gemara makes a very interesting diyuk. Time of the Kamat Kishle. The only reason she drinks, even though there's an Eid Echad that said Nitmeis, is because there's also an Eid Echad that said, Loi Nitmeis. Haloi Kamat Kishle. But if you wouldn't have the Eid saying Loi Nitmeis, Eid Echad Mehem, the Eid Echad would be believed. Meaning, it sounds like Eid Echad is believed by Tuma. Faith the Gemara, not immediately. How do you know that? So right away, you just have to stop and wonder what the Gemara's cash is. Number one, the Gemara needs a diak to tell me that Eid Echad Betumah is believed. The Mishnah said before is in Eid Echad Betumah is believed. Taimo, that is an Eid that's being makhish, the Eid Echad that's saying Nitmeis. But if there wouldn't be an Eid saying Loi Nitmeis, then the Eid Echad would be believed. That's true. Great deal. But it also is before us in the Mishnah that an Eid Echad Betumah is believed. So why are we coming machmas the deal? That's ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two is, minohani mili? How do you know that? The Mishnah said. It says, ve'eid ein ba. And from the Eid ein ba, I know, kol eid no sheyeshba. As long as you have an Eid, even an Eid Echad, that's going to be enough. So pshat tov, you have to understand why the Gemara is approaching the Shaila this way. But either way, we have a brice. Tanu Rabbanan. Eid ein ba, b'shnayim akasim medaber. Again, we had this all already on that base. B'shnayim akasim medaber. It means that there weren't two Eidim. Ata ime b'shnayim ein ele ve'echad. Eid is a lashon yachid. So maybe the Eid ein ba means you don't even have one Eid. Talmud loymar lo yakum Eid Echad ve'ish. Me'mashma shenema lo yakum Eid ein yedesh u'echad. Ma talmud loymar echad. The word Eid Echad would seem to be redundant. Eid is a lashon yachid. So Eid Echad would seem to be the word Echad superfluous. Zebona of, it's a binyan of. It comes to teach me halacha. That's negeya kol atay rukula. Kamalkim shenema Eid areikan shnei. Wherever it says the word Eid, it means two. Ach shivul chakasov Echad. So here it says the Eid ein ba. Eid means two because if it meant one, it would say Eid Echad. The Amar Achmana trei lespa. Eid two you don't have. Elochad, what you do have is one. The hilo in espasa asura, and the pasuk clearly says that she's going to be aser. So you see that for an Eid Echad, Betumah is going to make her awesome. Once you have Kinoi and you have Stira, Eid Echad Betumah is believed. Incidentally, if you remember the Gemara, Nachtim Laman Aleph asked, why is it that Eid Echad Betumah is believed? So the Gemara said, because there's a Raglayim Ladover. Once you have Kinoi, you have Stira, there's a Raglayim Ladover. At that point, we're going to believe the Eid Echad. The Vader there in Gilian Ashas, and Nachtim Laman Aleph was Mitzayan, an unbelievable Mardchai. Mardchai says, we're not Derish time in the Kra. There's one man Domer in Shas that's always Derish time in the Kra. That's from Shimon. We're not Derish time in the Kra. So why does the Gemara even care to explain why the Torah believes in Eid Echad? You have a drasha. It's no different than any other drasha you have in the Torah. That's the halacha. Eid Echad Betumah is believed. Why is the Gemara saved if they have mina Torah Eid Echad? Says the Mardchai, Reb Kveger brings in the Gilyan Ashas, that although we don't hold like Reb Shimon, we're not Derish time of the Kra, but by a milsa de tmiya, by something that doesn't make sense, there were Derish time of the Kra. And this is an example of something that doesn't make sense. Because the kol terukula ein davar shev ever bachas mishnayim. Here, all of a sudden, you have one exception to the rule where Eid Echad is going to be believed. That's something that's a milsa de tmiya. What's the pshat in that? Over here, you have to be Derish time of the Kra. Even the ones that argue with Reb Shimon, the Chachamim, that ordinarily are not Derish time of the Kra, over here, they're going to be Derish time of the Kra. Says the Gemara, the kibbutz b'derayis said Echad mehemin, b'derayis said Echad is believed. The Mishnah discussed the case where an Eid Echad said it was Kinah and Stira. An Echad says, I know Tumah. Another Eid Echad says, I know there was no Tumah. So what do? They cancel each other out. You're left with Kinah and Stira. She's going to drink. Faith the Gemara, that shouldn't be the halacha. Why not? Because Vama Ula said, Eid Echad, Harekan Shnayim. The Eid Echad betumah, it's a Lamed Shashayla. The Eid Echad betumah is as a special Namonis. He's believed like two. The rule is, Kol Makam Shemina Torah Eid Echad. Like two, Harei Kan Shnayim. He has a din of two Eidim. So the one that's saying Tumah should be viewed as two Eidim. The one that's saying Loidit Meis, he's a regular Eid Echad. He doesn't have that special Nemanus of Kol Makim Shemina Torah Eid Echad. There's no special Nemanus in the Loidit Meis. There's a special Nemanus in the Nit Meis. So what you should be left with is two against one. Two against one always wins. Vein Devarim Shal Echad B'Makim Shnayim Ela Mar Ula Tini Loi Hoysa Shoysa. So Ula said, you're right. You have to change the Girsa in the Mishnah. That if it was one against one, not Shoysa, but rather Loi Hoysa Shoysa. Because the Echad of Tumah is believed like two. So what you end up with is two against one. Chinam Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said the same thing. Loi Hoysa Shoysa. Rabbi Chia said, Hoysa Shoysa. Freak the Gemara, the Rabbi Chia Kashdula. According to Rabbi Chia, that she did drink. That means the Edom do cancel each other out. So you have the Kasha. What's the Kasha? Why is she drinking? The one that said it may is believed like two, so it's not one against one, it's really two against one. So it's more like kasha, kamavas achas, kambazachas, alam the shateretz. When do we say that echad is believed like two? That's if the echad came. We accepted that echad's edus, like two edim. Afterwards, another Eid Echad came. The first one was already accepted. Like two, it's going to be two against one. But if they came of Asachas, they came at the same time. So before we had a chance to accept the Eid saying Nitmez as two, the Eid saying Loi Nitmez already knocked them out. I mean that Eid already knocked them out. It's for that reason that at that point, it's not going to be believed.
Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Eid Omer Nitmez. Vishnayim Oimrim Loi Nitmez. So there was Kinah V'Stira, and an Eid Echad came now and said that I know that this Sofik Saita was really Mazana. And two Eidim come afterwards and they say Loi Nitmez, meaning we know for sure that you have no way of knowing that this woman was Mazana. So the halacha is Hoysa Shoysa. The Mishnah says that she would drink from the Meis Saita. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. It sounds like the reason that the woman would drink, Hagam, there's an Eid Omer Nitmeis, is Dafka because there were two Eidim that were saying Loi Nitmeis. Hachad v'chad. But let's say you would have an Eid Echad that said Loi Nitmeis, so that it would be one Eid against another Eid, Loi Hoysa Shoysa. It sounds like in that case, she would not drink. Tuf to the Reb Chiya. So it's a Kasha on Reb Chiya, meaning this is a Raya to Ula's Girs in the Mishnah. Ula said that when the Mishnah said Eid Omer Nitmeis, Eid Omer Loi Nitmeis, what's the Halacha Loi Hoysa Shoysa? And the reason is because the Eid Echad that's saying Nitmeis is believed like two Eidim. The Eid Echad that's saying Loinit Meis is just a regular Eid Echad that's saying Loinit Meis. Reb Chiya, however, was Chaylik, and Reb Chiya said that when it's Eid Omer Nitmeis and Eid Omer Loinit Meis, to the extent that they come bevas achas, the halacha is you don't have that special namanus of the Eid Echad being believed like two. As a result, we look at it as a regular Eid Echad, connected Eid Echad. If that's the case, so why would the Mishnah say that the time that she would be Shoysa is if it's an Eid Echad against two Eid? Even if it's an Eid Echad against an Eid Echad, even then that would be the halacha. Amalach Rav Chiya. So the Gemara says Rav Chiya would tell you, if you're going to ask me a kasha from that tzir in the Mishnah, ulitamech, let me ask you back. Take a look at the last case. If two Eidim would say Nitmeis, if one Eid would say Loi Nitmeis, Loi Hoysa Shoysa, the Mishnah said she did not drink. Why? Because you have two Eidim saying Nitmeis, and only one Eid is being Makhish. As a result, for sure, we would assume she's Tomei, and therefore she wouldn't drink. Now, what does it sound like? Hochad v'chad Hoysa Shoysa. It sounds like if it would be an Eid Echad against an Eid Echad, then for sure she would drink. Meaning, conflicting mashmos from the previous case. From the case of the Mishnah that says, Eid Echad Omer Nitmeis, Vishnayim Omer Loi Nitmeis, Hoysa Shoysa, it sounds like if it was one against one, then the halach is she would not drink. And from the fact that the Mishnah says, Shnayim Omer Nitmeis, Ve'echad Omer Loi Nitmeis, the halach is Loi Hoysa Shoysa, it sounds like if it was one against one, she would drink. In other words, Rav Chiya is saying that you're asking me a kasha from the third case of the Mishnah, Adarabba, the fourth case in the Mishnah, is Mashma Faker. And if that's the case, must be that we're not understanding something in this Mishnah properly, because you could have a kasha from a Mishnah on Reb Chiya, you could have a raya from a Mishnah to Ula, but you can't have a stira in a Mishnah Minei Ubay. Ella, you have to say kula bepsule edus. You have to say that the last two cases of the Mishnah, the case that says one eid said nitmeis and two eidim said loy nitmeis, and the case that said two eidim said nitmeis and one eid said loy nitmeis, they're talking not about regular eidim that walked into Bezin, but rather we're talking about psule edus that walked into Bezin. For Rab Nechemyahi, and the halacha of the Mishnah is really coming to teach me Rab Nechemyah's din. What's Rab Nechemyah's halacha? The Tanya belonging to the Brice. Rab Nechemyah, Rab Nechemyah said, "Kol makom shemina Torah eid echad." Anytime you have a parish of edus with the Torah trusts in eid echad, such as Saita, where once is kin of Estira, at that point in eid echad would be believed. Another example is edus isha, where there too, there's a special kula that we trust in Eid Echad. In fact, Rav Nechemyah Shita is mentioned here in Soita. It's also mentioned in Perik Isha Rabba, in the sugyas of Eidos Isha. But either way, what was Rav Nechemyah's chiddush? That any time the Torah trusted in Eid Echad, the rule is as follows. Halech achar roiv deyos. When it comes to Eidim that are being makrich each other, what we do is we take a vote. Meaning, ordinarily, if you have Edom that are contradicting each other, so the rule is, if you have 10 Edom on one side and 4 Edom on the other side, you don't say one is 10 and the other is 4, so probably the 10 are the ones that are telling the truth. Trei Kameya, that's the rule. And there's no such thing as counting up and taking a tally and voting. Rav Nechemyah said that's true when you need two Edom. However, there's a rule of Halech Achar Roiv Deyos, then you're supposed to count. And Rav Nechemyah added, "Va'asu shtein noshim be'ish echad, kishnei anoshim be'ed echad." If you would have a man on one side and two women on the other side, it'd be the equivalent of having a man on one side and two men on the other side. And as a result, the point is, you would always go baser raif. Okay, what does this have to do with answering the Mishnah, Alibid Rav Chiya? The last two cases of the Mishnah are talking about that. And that's really the punchline. That if one eid says nitmeis and two eidim say loy nitmeis, you go baser raif, and therefore we're going to assume that at the very least, you can't just assume that she was nitmeis, and you can have a suffix, and therefore the halacha she's going to be shaisa. If two eidim would say nitmeis and one eid would say loy nitmeis, over there you would be again halech achar roiv deyos. You would go based on the roiv, and being that you would go based on the roiv, so the halacha is that she would not drink. Now, how does that answer the apparent contradiction in the Mishnah, the Maisa, from the two cases? There seems to be a diik that if it would be one against one over there. In one case, it's mashma that they wouldn't drink. In the other case, it's mashma they would drink. So Rashi bavarns that the only time you're going to make this diag is if it seems like the purpose of the Mishnah telling me this halacha is related to teaching me that diag. But once we make an akimta that the point of the Mishnah is to teach me Rav Nechemyah's halacha, so Rashi's lashon is that the purpose of the Mishnah is not to teach me this diyuk. It's coming to teach me the ikar halacha, and therefore you have no gerech to make the yukim. So it's interesting. Sometimes you can make the yukim, and sometimes you can't make the yukim. It sounds like it depends on what the kavan of the Mishnah is. If the kavan of the Mishnah is to teach me what it said and the diyuk that's learned out from it, then obviously you're supposed to make the yukim. But if we can somehow figure out that the point of the Mishnah was never the diak. The point of the Mishnah was just to tell me the halacha that you go bas the roiv deis, and that's why the Mishnah told me sai where the roiv is loy nitmeis and sai where the roiv is nitmeis. So then you don't make the diak, says Rashi, and if you don't make the diak, therefore you can't ask any kashas from the fact that the diak in one place is mashma like this, and one place is mashma like that. Incidentally, the Gemara at the very, very end of the parak is going to ask, why did the Mishnah have to tell me Rav Nechemyah's case twice? Meaning, the Mishnah dafka wanted me to know Rav Nechemyah's halacha when the Roiv is saying loinet meis, also when the Roiv is saying yanet meis, even though it's throwing me for a loop a little bit with the diyukim. But we need to know Rav Nechemyah's halacha in both of those two cases, and that's the point of the Mishnah, and don't get sidetracked now with the diyuk. Hagufa tzarech bir. Why would the Tana, the Mishnah, have to tell me both? But either way, that's the teretz of the Gemara. The teretz of the Gemara is that the safe the Mishnah is talking about with the Wapsulim, it's talking about Rav Nechemyah's halacha. As a result, you can't make any diyukim, you can't ask any kashas on Rav Chiya, and you also can't ask any kashas minei ubei in those two tziyurim in the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara just mentioned Rav Nechemyah's halacha to explain the seif of the Mishnah. And the way the Gemara presented Rav Nechemyah's halacha is that Rav Nechemyah holds, Kol makim she'emina Torah eid echad, halech achar roiv deyos, va'asu shtei noshim be'ish echad, kishnei Anoshim be'ish echad. Being that Rav Nechemyah holds, you go basa roiv deis. So roiv deis means that if there's two women against one man, even though a man is a kashal edus and a woman is a pasul edus, but it doesn't matter. We're dealing with a sugi where an edachet is believed, and you always go basul edus, so that two women would be override even the one man. The emes is that last piece, Reb Nechemya never said. That's the Gemara's commentary on Reb Nechemya. In fact, the Gemara now is going to bring in Ikud Amri, just like it does in Yevamis in that counterpart sugya, where there was another understanding amongst Amiram of what Reb Nechemya said. It's not going to change so much the toichin of what we're trying to accomplish by using Reb Nechemya to explain the seif of the Mishnah, but at the same time, the Havana, what Shitas Reb Nechemya is, the word two Lashonis in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Ikud Amri, some held that kol heichad as eid echad kasher meikara, if you would have an eid echad kasher, afilu mei anosh, then if you would have 100 women that would come afterwards, you wouldn't say Roiv Deyos. Now, if the Mishnah, however, is teaching me the halacha of Roiv Deyos, because the Mishnah means Rav Nechemya, so what is the case of the Mishnah? It's talking about where Me'ikara, the Eid Echad that came, was not an Eid Echad Kasher, but rather was an Isha, and being that it's an Isha, so you have a Isha who's someone that ordinarily is an Eid Pasul, Kineged now the Shnayim that are also Psulim, it's then that it's Halech Acharoiv Deis, that's when you have Rav Nechemya's Halacha. The Tirtzel Rav Nechemya Hachi Zoch the Gemara. And the way you have to explain Rav Nechemya is a little bit different. Rav Nechemya said, Komak Shemina Toyer Eid Echad Halech Acharoiv Deis. That whenever the Torah believes in Eid Echad, there's a concept of Roiv Deis. But what does Roiv Deis mean? V'asu Shtei Noshim B'Isha Achas. If you have two women against one woman, kishnei anoshim beisha echad, would be the equivalent of two men against one man. Avoshtei noshim beisha echad. But if there's two women against one man, it's ki palgu palgu dami, then you would look at it as palgu palgu. So even though we're dealing with a sugya of where an eid echad is believed, and Rav Nechemya has a halacha of roiv deyos, but in the ikud ha'amri, Rav Nechemya only said his halacha of halecha achad roiv deyos, if they're both ksherim or they're both psulim. But to the extent that the eid echad would be kosher and the shnei eidim would be psulim, so then it doesn't matter what the numbers are, you'd always look at it as a once again one, you'd look at it as a palgo palgadai. But again, as it relates to the teretz of the Gemara, it doesn't change. The last two cases of the Mishnah are discussing Rav Nechemya's halacha, where you were dealing with psulim, and the purpose of the Mishnah was to teach me that when it comes to an edus, a sugya, where an eid echad is believed, there's a rule of halech achad roiv deis. How far does halech achad roiv deis go? Two lashonos in the Gemara. One lashon of the Gemara, doesn't matter, ksherim, psulim, you always look at roiv deis. And the second lashon of the Gemara, no, you do have to take ksherim and psulim into consideration. Faith the Gemara, the question that we mentioned a minute ago, v'tarti b'psuli edus lamadi, why did the Tana Mishnah feel that it had to tell me the halach of halech achad roiv deis in two different cases? So the Gemara says, pashamal detema, I would have thought, ki yazlin basa roiv deis l'chumra. I would have thought that maybe the only time you go basa roiv deis is lechumra, to say that this woman is going to have to drink from the Mesaita. Ava lekula, but lekula, you would think, maybe not Rashi. Lechumra shetishta, but lekula, lehokul me'ele, sheloi tishta, to give her this coolant to say that she shouldn't have to drink, lo yozlina, maybe not. Kamash malon, that's why the Tana of the Mishnah wanted me to know that this is true. Sai lekula, sai lechumra, and hadran alach, misha kina.